Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. Very happy Friday to everyone here. We'll go ahead and start off with the performance. We have a mostly positive day over the course of the last 24 hours. Russell 2000, so small caps doing particularly well, up over 1.25%. NASDAQ Composite and Russell 1000 rounding out the top three. Towards the downside, only three names landing in negative territory: crude oil, gold, and emerging markets. They're all off, just kind of in between 0 and 1%. All right, starting off up, just kidding. Fun Friday, but you didn't think it was coming this early in the call. Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform, help you make best use of the Dorsey Wright platform. Speaking of the performance tool, what I've got here is the performance tool for that same group of names, but in this time it's for the year. So these are all year-to-date numbers in this custom what is this column that we typically look at here. Now, these numbers are great, but I'm sure a lot of you are going to ask, well, how did we get here, right? And so if you hit graph, what you'll be able to do is, if you wait a moment here, especially on my home Wi-Fi, if you wait a moment, what's going to pop up is going to be a line graph, essentially getting us there for that group of names. So again, you can see the peaks and troughs and kind of the valleys here that each one of those names went to. You can change your start date around, change your end date around, look at change your starting value, add different names, update the graph, of course. Or if you prefer to look at in a tabular view, we've got that available here as well for you. So definitely just a different way to look at performance. Of course, the pure percentage number is certainly one thing, but of course, how we got there is also just as important. All right, next, gold. Mentioned that one as one of the three losers over the last 24 hours. This one reversed back down into a column of O's. Now, on Wednesday, we mentioned we got that breakout here for GC backslash. This is a reversal back down out of heavily overbought territory. So this is certainly nothing abnormal here. I would have been expected really for a constructive move on pullbacks. We've got runway all the way down until kind of that 3450 mark. That's that old resistance where we would expect to see new buyers or maybe rejuvenated buyers to step in here for gold. Next, crude oil, another loser for the last 24, and so far a loser this year. CL backslash moving back down into a column of O's on its default chart to a chart reading of 63. Remains on that sell signal in a negative trend, really just been rather range bound for the better part of the last few years, but just slowly grinding lower. So now trading below the middle of the trading band with resistance at that middle, around that kind of 50 day. So again, path of least resistance here is lower, expecting to post a second consecutive sell signal at 61, and then further kind of move on to those 2025 lows in the mid 50s. Next, the Dow Jones DJIA. On Wednesday, we referenced it reversing back down into O's. Today I'll tell you, hey, we reversed back up into X's, not to worry. So again, constructive picture here, although the Dow has been a laggard, but it has picked up a little bit here. Although the Dow has been a laggard so far this year, overwhelmingly constructive technical picture. Nice range of support in between 45,000 now and around 44,600, on the verge of posting a third consecutive buy signal and moving to new all-time chart highs at around 45,800 there on our default chart for the Dow. Next, just a couple stocks I want to mention. Broadcom AVGO, very strong earnings with yesterday's action. They are up around 8 or 9% at the time of this recording. Strong technical picture on a string of what is this, seven consecutive buy signals. Most likely will be eight with today's action way up above or near the top of the trading band here. So if you've got exposure, can just continue to hold this one here. I wouldn't go add on a 10% day towards the upside. So again, the technical commentary is going to be very strong here for Broadcom. On the other end of the coin, Lululemon with disappointing results, disappointing guidance, things like that. LULU is a zero for fiver. They're off around 10% or so at the time of this recording, around 7:10. They have been a laggard so far in 2025, off nearly 50%, or at least will be post. Or on open here on 9.5. Regardless, though, just like I said, we're not buying on a 10% rally. We're not going to be selling on a 10% decline here for Lulu. So regardless of where we end up, we're going to be looking for bounces out of heavily oversold territory to trim positions, if you've got any. I mean, I'm not sure when the last time this thing was a technically actionable stock, or technically strong stock. That is, I guess actionable would have been in kind of late 2024. A strong would have been in kind of early 2024. So again, this isn't one that we're having exposure to, regardless. Okay, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a nice day. There are the disclosures for you, and we'll be back again on Monday.